88.5 KCSN. It's Jim Nelson with you. And I had a chance to sit down with Nancy Wilson of Heart yesterday, and we recorded a conversation. I'm going to play that back for you right now. Nancy, who, by the way, lives here in Los Angeles now. I know Seattle was home for a very long time, but Nancy has a new band, and we're going to talk predominantly about the new band, Roadcase Royale, a band that's actually playing here in Los Angeles a couple of times later this week. And right now I'm joined by a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and one of the, one of two women who I can think of who have made a brilliant career out of playing guitar for 3-4 decades now. And I don't think that's not nothing. That's noteworthy. So welcome, Nancy Wilson. How are you?
Well, thank you for having me, Jim.
Speaking of guitar, before we talk about Roadcase Royale, your new band, you had a moment a few years ago that I would love to get your take on because it must have been amazing. You played at the Kennedy Center.
Right.
You got to play in front of President and Michelle Obama and Jimmy Page and Robert Plant and John Paul Jones. John Bonham's son Jason was on drums behind you. My friend Shane Fontaine was on lead guitar, but there you are.
Oh, he's so great.
Isn't he wonderful?
Oh, my God, yeah.
And hopefully he's listening right now. He's here
hey,
in
Shane,
LA as well.
Hey, Shane, if you're listening, yeah.
What I want to find out, before you walked on stage, you're standing off in the sidelines, you've got your acoustic guitar on, and any moment you're about to walk out on stage and you are about to play on acoustic guitar one of the most recognizable and popular guitar figures in the history of ever in front of the guy who wrote it. And I'm curious, at that moment, what's the ratio between brilliant excitement and, oh my God, I got to get out of here, I can't take this stage fright? What's the ratio there?
I can't do it. No.
Were you feeling both of those things?
Well, I knew I was not going to be able to not do it. I mean, there was no turning back at that point.
Sure.
And it was pretty nerve-wracking. It was like, hey, no pressure. It's just a bunch of dignitaries, the President of the United States, the, you know, First Lady, and Led Zeppelin. So no big deal, right? So we just, we'd had like almost no time to rehearse. And because we'd had other gigs we had to do and fly back and forth and almost no sleep. And so we were even more kind of nervous and for that reason. Plus it was cold and my fingers were cold and I didn't, you know, really was like, oh God, I hope my fingers can just get there for me. And, you know, all those various factors where you just kind of like, okay, I'm hyperventilating right now. But then when it was time, we got introduced, Ann and I just took one long look into each other's eyes, took a really deep cleansing breath, like a yoga breath, and bumped our skull rings with our fists, and slowly but surely, you know, walked out and just proceeded to deliberately and unnervously do it. And so that was one of the more kind of gathered up with yourself kind of moments I've probably ever achieved, because those are those situations where your mouth goes dry and your knees are, you know, shaking. And but it in this case, it for one good reason was that in the balcony area we couldn't actually see Led Zeppelin. We just saw kind of an audience, and my eyes are not that great, sort of, thank God, you know, so I couldn't tell exactly who was where, so I couldn't fixate on it, that kind of stuff.
That probably helped.
That helped a lot. It was one of those things, like when it was over, it was like, phew, it was a big relief. And then only once they had edited it a few weeks later, I guess maybe a month later, and cut it all together, put the sound, we saw how it was and how they cut it together and saw how Zeppelin reacted. And it was just mind-boggling.
It really was. I'm Jim Nelson on KCSN, and we're talking with Nancy Wilson of Heart. And in a moment, we're going to talk about her new band, Roadcase Royale, and find out a little bit more about all that. One more quick off-the-topic question for you, Nancy, before we get into the hearing some of the new music and talking about Roadcase Royale. In the last couple of weeks, we have lost two major rockers, two icons of the rock world. Greg Allman, we lost just a few days ago, and a couple of weeks ago, we lost a longtime friend
Chris
of yours,
Cornell.
Chris Cornell of Soundgarden. Yeah. And I wonder if you could just talk for a moment about what we lost when we lost both of those guys.
Well, in both those cases of both of those guys, each in their own right was complete original. There's you when you heard Greg Allman, you knew it was exactly Greg Allman. There's only that one sultry sound and musical style that was Greg Allman and his brothers, his band of brothers. And one of the great singers with all that great Southern bluesy soul and kind of raspiness, you know, and pain that he had in his voice was just, it's truly a loss to rock music.
Yeah, truly. And Chris Cornell, you knew personally as a friend.
Yeah. Well, he was our friend for many years in Seattle area. One of our brothers from Seattle, our Seattle family, one of the many beautiful rock, you know, angels of the grunge era. The Seattle explosion, we like to call it, instead of grunge. Because if you're from Seattle, you have a distinction. You know, you don't say grunge.
Right.
But he was always kind of serious, though he could be just hysterically sharp as a tack, funny. But usually darkly funny, and like a lot of these Seattle dudes are. But he would come to Ann's house that was kind of the meeting point many times for a lot of those parties, get-togethers, jam sessions, and just sort of, you know, soul-searching. And he would kind of come to Ann as a singer, as a fellow rock singer, and kind of try to find out from her how to survive the fame thing, because there was a reluctance in that movement on Eddie Vedder's part and Chris Cornell and some of those singers and people in those bands to be suddenly so famous when they were pushing against the big corporate 80s, and that's kind of where their revolution was trying to go. And then as soon as they got really famous, they were kind of stuck between not really wanting to be that famous necessarily because of artistic credibility issues and just putting up with being that famous because they were so good, which, you know, we call that the Seattle musician's disease, because we're like, don't worry about it. Go ahead, enjoy it, you know, and save your money for your kids. You know?
Right.
So, yeah, he was really kind of confused, a little serious about, like, I think he had a bipolar kind of personality where on stage he's just went completely on 11. You know, he was completely over the top, life and death kind of performer. And there was no in between with him. And same as a person, he had trouble just doing normal things, just getting through a day without a big peak experience. And so Ann suggested one time, if you like go outside and play with your dog, like throw the ball for your dog in the yard, you might find that that's just a nice pastime to kind of keep your brain, you know, mellowed out.
Find some balance in
find
there,
some
huh?
kind of balance in normalcy that, you know, it was hard for him to find.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for illuminating both of those great singers and artists for us from your personal point of view. We're talking with Nancy Wilson, guitar player and songwriter and sometimes singer with Heart, and she has a new band called Roadcase Royale. We're going to learn a little bit more about that band and how they came together and what the deal is there. But first, let's listen to some music. In fact, I've got a couple of songs from Roadcase Royale. We're going to hear one of them right now. This was, I believe, the first single that came out back in January.
Get Loud.
This is called Get Loud from
uh-huh.
Roadcase Royale on 88.5 KCSN. We'll be right back.
gotta change. There's gotta be a better way.
You're listening to KCSN. My name's Jim Nelson, and that song is called Get Loud. It's new from a band called Roadcase Royale. And this new band features a powerhouse singer named Liv Warfield, who was one of Prince's singers in the New Power Generation. One of the guitar players in the band is Nancy Wilson of Heart, and she's sitting with me right now. And we're going to talk to Nancy a little bit about this new band, Roadcase Royale.
Yeah.
So you've got this new band, and in a moment I'm going to ask you to divulge whether or not this is a side thing or the thing, but we'll get to that in a moment. But tell me about the forming of this band, because I know three of the players, Chris Joyner, Ben Smith, and Dan Rothschild, also play in Heart. And then the other guitar player, Ryan Waters, plays with Liv Warfield. Now, how did all this coalesce?
Well, interestingly, we were watching the Jimmy Fallon show last year, and Liv Warfield was on, and she did this incredible song, Why Do You Lie, that Prince kind of produced with her, and she sang it with Roots on the Jimmy Fallon show, that great horn section they've got. And we were like, kind of like stopped right in our tracks when we saw her energy and her just her fire and her voice and her presence. And we were like, I think we maybe need to bring her to our two nights at the Hollywood Bowl, to open at the Hollywood Bowl, which, you know, we hadn't picked an opener yet. So we called her up, and they came. She and Ryan came. They played about 40 minutes before we played. And so for two nights, and we had a chance to hang out backstage and kind of get to know each other. And Liv's just instantly one of my great friends. We just love the same stuff. And we both have spirituality that matches up and musicality that matches up. And she, she's, you know, feels kind of delegated sometimes to be more of an R&B singer, where she would rather be more of a rock singer. And I've always been so kind of delegated in the rock world and always loved the R&B world. So it's like, well, we should get together. And so, you know, with Ryan, of course, who does lots and lots, most everything with her. And they're both, you know, they're both out of the Prince New Power Generation. They're like both sort of groomed by Prince. And so it's been really an amazing thing, because we got together in New York just to chat about it again and talked about it with my other band guys. And then we got together after the tour was done in LA at a rehearsal space. And we were just kind of like, well, let's just take it for a spin and see if everybody kind of feels good together and what it seems like. And instantly we were just killing it right off the bat. There was this amazing Colin Hay song we're going to be releasing, one of the next couple singles, called Hold On To My Hand, that he was just kind of a folk song. But I had this other groove idea for it that was more of a Daniel Lanois treatment. And so we actually, the first thing we learned was something that we kind of created together. We made a new groove for, we weren't just covering a song, we were creating our own sound. And that worked out beautifully. And then we started writing songs. We've been writing, and we have six songs all together, the new ones, and some Heart covers, of course, that we will always do live too. And so we were just like, this is good. We better get a name, because we're a band. We're obviously a band. So instant rock band, you know, the name for a band is not that easy to find.
Right.
But I already, with my husband Jeff, had a production company called Roadcase in the bag. So we kind of thought, well, we already own the Roadcase moniker, we could extend it to something. Roadcase is kind of like the scuffed up old road cases that they roll in and out of Heart shows, you know, with the stencils.
All the equipment and stuff in them. Yeah.
And the equipment and the guitars in. And then we kind of added the Royale to kind of, you know, bring the Prince kind of image into that.
Oh, yeah.
So you see the two images kind of joined in the name.
So the name wasn't just specifically designed to tongue twist DJs like myself. No.
Okay. Well, there's always that, you know.
No, that's just
there's
a
always
side
benefits
benefit.
Like that.
I'm Jim Nelson on KCSN. I'm talking with Nancy Wilson of Heart and also Roadcase Royale, a new band. And so you mentioned you have six songs written. Is this ultimately an album coming? Is that the
yes.
plan?
Yes.
So you're still working on all that?
We've got actually already two record labels that are romancing us right now. You know, we're looking over offers and comparing and taking some notes and trying to make this thing a reality. I mean, it's going on the road. We've already have a big offer that we announce on Wednesday, which looks 99.99999% in the bag too.
You don't want to announce that on Tuesday?
Exactly. No. Until Wednesday announce it. But it's a big one. It's big arenas, and it's all summer. It's all
nice.
Fall, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
Well, the folks in L.A. are going to get a chance to get a sneak peek at it, because you are playing here in L.A., and I'll bring
That's
more
right.
of that up in a moment. Let's listen to another song from Roadcase Royale. You've released two singles so far. We heard Get Loud a moment ago, and your second single just came out earlier this month. It's called Not Giving Up. We're going to listen to that right now on KCSN. KCSN. The song is called Not Giving Up. It's from Roadcase Royale. And if you've not heard that name before, you'd be excused because they're brand new. In fact, I first read about them in Rolling Stone just maybe a couple of months ago, maybe a little bit longer than that. And Roadcase Royale has two songs out so far. That one was one of them. And we're sitting with guitar player and one of the founding members, Nancy Wilson, who you also know from another band that she's in from time to time when she's not busy with Roadcase Royale. They are called Heart. And let's talk about Heart for a moment, Nancy. The question, obviously, on Heart fans' minds, and there are a lot of Heart fans, is this a side band or is this the new Nancy Wilson band? What does this mean for Heart?
Well, you know, when we started this out, my first announcement for Roadcase Royale was that this was my new side project that doesn't necessarily, is not a replacement for Heart or anything like that. And then, you know, a few months go by and, you know, I can't seem to get a very solid answer from my sister exactly how soon she wants to regroup with the band. There's a big offer on the table for Heart, summer of 2018, which I'm hoping she'll seriously consider. But I can't, you know, put words in her mouth, so I'm really crossing my fingers for Heart. But for this year, the rest of this year, I'm kind of, in a way, really excited. I have the time to completely build this beast called Roadcase Royale and take it on road and, you know, see where we can get. And so, like, everybody needs at least two bands, I guess, right? So two rock bands, that's it.
Well, you know what's interesting? It's a great sound of the band. You talked a little earlier about the sort of the blending of the R&B and the rock and roll, and
Thanks.
It works really well. If you listeners would like to see videos for the two songs that we just played, there are actually live performance videos that are available on the website is Roadcase Royale. That's Royale with an E at the end. .com, and they're also on Facebook, Roadcase Royale. The videos are pretty awesome. It shows the band. It really shows the interplay, and these songs are fantastic. I love the sound of them. Looking forward to seeing you in concert later this week, and if listeners are also interested, Roadcase Royale with Nancy Wilson on guitar and Liv Warfield on vocals at the Canyon in Agoura Hills on Thursday night, June 1st. That's a couple of nights
the
from
Canyon
now.
Canyon Club.
And then in Pasadena at the Rose, and that is this Friday.
That's supposed to be beautiful.
June 2nd. I have been there.
I've never been there. It is nice.
It is really nice. But there you go. Roadcase Royale. Nancy Wilson, thank you for stopping by and chatting with us about this. And as we were talking off mic, that very well is the very first time that those songs have been played on the radio.
This is the first airplay Roadcase Royale has ever had.
We win.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a good trivia question for Roadcase Royale fans in the future.
Absolutely. And the answer is very clearly 88.5 FM KCSN in Los Angeles if you are playing that trivia game
FM
later.
FM KCSN.
So, Nancy, thank you so much, and look forward to seeing the show on Thursday night.
We'll see you there.
Roadcase Royale, everybody. We'll get back to the music now on 88.5 KCSN.
Thanks, Jim.